This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off Meerut Metro and a Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar, Namo Bharat station in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82-kilometre Delhi Meerut Namo Bharat corridor and inaugurated the remaining sections of India's first Namo Bharat regional rapid transit system. With a design speed of 180 km per hour, Namo Bharat is India's first regional rapid transit system connecting major urban centres such as Shahibabad, Ghaziabad, Modinagar and Meerut with Delhi at a faster pace. The Prime Minister also flagged off Meerut metro services between Meerut South and Modipuram operating on the same infrastructure as Namo Bharat in a first-of-its-kind initiative in the country. Later, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said the projects launched will give thirst to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat.
Aaj ka ye karyakram bhajpa ki double engine sarkar ki karya sanskriti ko bhi darshata hai aur हमारी कार्य संस्कृति क्या है? हमारी कार्य संस्कृति है कि जिस काम का शिलान्यास किया जाए उसे पूरा करने के लिए दिन रात एक कर दिया जाए और इसलिए अब परियोजनाएं पहले की तरह लटकती भटकती नहीं है.
Mr. Modi said Uttar Pradesh and the entire country are witnessing a new era of world-class infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi executed pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said it had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The Prime Minister stated that on this occasion, a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in a joint security operation in Kishtwar district yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In response to a social media post by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Modi said that he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi yesterday added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. In a social media post, the Israeli Prime Minister said the bond between Israel and India is a powerful alliance between two global leaders. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that has resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. In response to media query in this regard, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal values. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. In women's cricket, India A women clinched the title at the Women's Asia Cup Rising Stars 2026, defeating Bangladesh A by 46 runs in Bangkok, Thailand. Opting to bat, India A posted 135 for 7 in the allotted 20 overs. Tejal Hasabnish played an unbeaten knock of 51 runs, while skipper Radha Yadav contributed 36 runs. And that's the end of the news bulletin.